Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation welcomes your appointment as the chair of this meeting, and I can assure you of our full support over the next 2 days. We would welcome the efforts of BWC states parties to consider how we can more effectively implement Article 7. The international community's recent experiences with COVID, not to mention other epidemics such as measles and Ebola, demonstrate how difficult it can be to respond to disease outbreaks and how absolutely fundamental it is for the international community to coordinate its response. As we've all learned over the last 18 months, a response to an epidemic should not be built on improvisation. The operational and logistical challenges in responding to a catastrophic outbreak that we've all encountered over the last 18 months would be far more severe in the event of an intentionally caused outbreak. And as states parties, we need to think through and prepare for those challenges as much as possible ahead of time. We're very pleased that there seems to be general agreement among states parties about the need to work through the challenges in providing or receiving assistance. As a reminder, we submitted a working paper to the 2018 meeting of experts that sought to identify steps that states parties can take at the national level to improve their ability to prevent, detect, and respond to infectious disease threats, and to ensure that they can deploy and/or receive and use medical countermeasures during public health emergencies. We're happy to discuss this paper further, and we hope that other states parties will continue the valuable work begun during this intersessional process in having a frank and open discussion about the impediments they face in providing or receiving international assistance. Thank you, Madam Chair.